The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I don't even know if it's worth reporting on at this moment anymore. You know, I just feel like we see so much bad stuff about Kanye in
the
news.
Don't do it.
But I'm like, but how do we not?
No,
it's literally insanity.
Okay, can we make a deal? It is insanity. It's so gross what he is doing. So can we just make a pact right now? Because we have banned him from the entertainment buzz before. I say after the story, we do not give this man any oxygen and we do not talk about him again.
Are we going to be talking about the Nazi Adolf Hitler swastika stuff? Is that where we're going down here? So I have, as a person that has Jewish blood in his veins, I would like to talk about this one time.
Okay, we will talk about it then, because I literally couldn't believe that this was real. Because I went to the Yeezy website yesterday after seeing the headline. And yesterday when I went to Yeezy.com, I saw that he was selling white t-shirts that had a black swastika on it. He is selling, as of yesterday, shirts with the Nazi symbol on it.
And he had a Super Bowl commercial. So he paid $8 million for a 30-second commercial. If I remember correctly, he was at the dentist.
The dentist.
And it was just on his iPhone. But it was plugging his website, Yeezy.com or whatever it was, right? Does the Super Bowl, when people are buying ads, do they suss that out? Because I would not think somebody would allow him to purchase an ad where the website you're going to has that kind of paraphernalia on it.
Well, in defense of the Super Bowl, it's not like they knew that he was going to put that on the website.
Of course not.
He was just like, I spent all this money on these teeth. That's why I'm at the dentist right now. Go to Yeezy.com. And then when we all went to Yeezy.com yesterday, we were like, don't want to do that.
I talked to Katie yesterday about this because we saw it when it popped up yesterday. And she said she went like right after the ad was shown and it was like all the regular stuff. So at some point, I don't know at what point it changed, but at some point it changed. In the beginning, you know, it was fine. And then at some point, that was there.
It's so much more than just a swastika sweatshirt that he's been doing over the last 48 hours, though. There's so much more.
Oh, the stuff he's been saying on X, formerly known as Twitter.
I mean, he's saying stuff like, you know what? I apologize before to the Jewish community for the things I said. I'm taking it back. I just want to let everybody that I know in my life that's Jewish and the people that I work with also, I don't like you and I don't trust you. And it's just gotten worse and worse and worse and worse.
It's just so weird and random. And I just don't really understand what his end game is other than just to put hate into the world.
So I've got a weird take on it. So I really do believe that this is all calculated for Kanye, that he is trying to get as much attention as he can, and he realizes at some point, because I was watching, Mo and I were talking about this, I was watching some interviews with him back in the day, and he's kind of a soft guy back in the day. He laughed a lot, he was joking a lot, and I think it was when, you had said this, maybe when his mom passed away, something snapped in this dude.
Yeah, Kanye was a completely different person when his mom was around. I mean, you can tell that how she raised him affected him as a man, and he represented that well, I think, at some point in his life. And when she died, I just don't think he ever recovered from that deep fall he took.
Yeah, he had some lightness about him. And now I think over the years, he has really embraced being the villain. And it's at the peak right now. And in the times that we live in now, negative press gets you attention. And I think he knows that. He realizes it. I don't think that he's suffering from some mental illness where he goes off for a couple of hours and doesn't realize what he's doing. This is just my opinion. I think that this is very calculated, and he loves being the heel now. And he's doing it in the worst ways. And I've decided that I'm not giving into it. Like, I see what he's doing. I see what the game plan is. I'm not letting it bother me. However, here is my conflicting thought on it as a guy that does have Jewish blood through his veins, is that, and you know, most people don't follow him the way that I do and can't see this. And there are also people that are hearing it that now will champion his cause, which adds to anti-Semitism. It's a very dangerous message that he is sending. Very, very dangerous to a core amount of people that will use him now as their leader and champion, even though he is doing it for completely selfish reasons and it's only to gain publicity for himself.
No, he's going to become a lightning rod for hate, for sure. So and then this is just my opinion, I do think he is in a mental health crisis. He has been very forthcoming about the fact he is bipolar, and he has had manic episodes. What I am tired of seeing is people blaming racism and anti-Semitism on mental health conditions. Because you are bipolar does not excuse you selling a swastika t-shirt or making anti-Semitic remarks. Because you are bipolar or have another mental health illness, does not excuse you from being racist. I think so many times these excuses get thrown out, and it's disrespectful to those people who do have mental illnesses. I have several people in my life who deal with bipolar, and I can tell you right now that is not the reason why somebody says something anti-Semitic or says something racist. So I don't think those two need to be conflated anymore. Do I think he has issues? I do. Do I think he needs to get professional help? I do. And I'm not a doctor. So, this is just from what I've witnessed over the years with him. But I think what he's doing is just so gross. And I agree. It's weird because it needs to be called out. But at the same time, I'm done giving it oxygen.
Yeah, I don't buy it. But also, two things can be true, as you say all the time, in that there has to be some mental health issues if this is the way that you have decided that you are going to garner publicity for yourself.
And it's
With that, that's an exclamation point.
Yeah.
Tommy agreed with me.
He's like, that feels like a good place to end. For more stories, head to the Bird Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Bird Show.